Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is a process that has been fundamentally tainted. The president has had no rights inside these hearings. His counsel has not been able to be present. So for them now to claim that they're suddenly going to open the process up, which, by the way, this resolution does not do. The resolution says that they're going to continue doing what they want to do. It gives authority for open hearings. But they cannot go back and fix what is a fundamentally tainted and unfair record.
The founding fathers understood that a leader might take hold of the Oval Office who would sacrifice the national security, who would fail to defend the Constitution, who would place his personal or political interests above the interests of the country. They understood that might happen. And they provided a mechanism to deal with it, and that mechanism is called impeachment.
All right, that was Adam Schiff, obviously very different from Liz Cheney from Wyoming, the Republican representative, the congresswoman, and then Congressman Schiff, talking about impeachment. That is the big word that we continue to throw around, and now there is movement in the bullpen, so to speak, off of the Hill. A vote opens the public phase of impeachment. House divided, of course, on party lines. Democrats said yes, and Republicans said no. Now it is all about what happens with that phone call, the Ukraine. The president says he wants to read the Ukrainian call transcript to the American people. So this is an interesting place that we're at now, again, in our history. And looking for what direction this goes in and how it all wraps up by the end of the year is difficult to prognosticate, frankly. Kate Delaney, and again, saying this is what we're talking about in this country. How does it affect you? And how it affects us is, what does it do to the presidency? And is Liz Cheney right in what she's saying about what has happened and the interpretations of it? Or do you agree with the Democrats and what they've decided to do? But either way, the House divided still means that we're gearing up with this 232 to 196 vote to move forward with the Trump impeachment inquiry that will be very public. It'll be televised, and that means get ready to see lots of snippets of who said what and who's being grilled for what they know and what they've said. And this could drag out a little bit longer, I think, than some thought. And the word quid pro quo, I actually saw trick-or-treaters doing the quid pro quo thing. So there you go. The White House aide confirmed that he saw signs of that on the Ukraine. And what does that mean? By the way, the president, a lifelong New Yorker, declared himself a resident of Florida, deciding he's had enough with New York, so he doesn't want to declare it any longer as his place of residency. So there you go. And now William Taylor and all of that, the testimony from behind closed doors, that becomes public. So what a busy day. In addition to passing that resolution on these rules, kicking it forward to this public phase, we also had National Security Council Timothy Morrison. He's an official. He testified. Everybody's an official in D.C., right? Official. Testified for eight and a half hours. You get breaks in between with 8.5 hours, but that's what happened. So what do we know? This Morrison supposedly backed up William Taylor's quid pro quo, there's that word again, testimony, and he is the top Russian and European advisor in the National Security Council. He said the substance of Ambassador Taylor's statement to the committees was correct, but he disagreed with Taylor on some of the details because Taylor told the committee about the conversation Morrison had relayed to him. There we go with the he said this, and this is what I'm saying, between European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland and an advisor to the Ukrainian president. And this is what Morrison's description was, just a little bit different in the narration of the conversation. He said, I reviewed the statement of Ambassador Taylor. I can confirm that the substance of the statement as it relates to the conversations he and I had were accurate, but there were a couple of things that would be changed. And he said to, he listened to the call and he said, to the best of his recollection, the MEMCON accurately described or reflects the substance of the call. That's the acronym, by the way, in D.C. for the summary of the call. The MEMCON, just so you know, you just learned a word. That's D.C., right? You need a dictionary just to know what they're talking about. He said he was concerned, though, about the implications of a leak of the call with regards to how it would be viewed in Washington's polarized environment. That's what he called it. He said the potential effects on the bipartisan support for Ukraine and impacts on Ukrainian perceptions of the U.S.-Ukrainian relationship. He said, I want to be clear, I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. So right there, he's saying, hey, I wasn't concerned that anything was illegal was discussed. Because what he told the ambassador, then the ambassador repeated when he was grilled on the Hill behind closed doors, and he's going on the record and saying, I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. Also in his opening statement, he described how Fiona Hill, a former National Security Council expert on Russia, who testified earlier this month, advised him to stay away from the Ukrainian policy being pursued by Rudy Giuliani, who is, of course, Trump's personal lawyer. So this is what it's going to be. It's going to be connecting the dots between what was said before behind closed doors to then the actual people saying, well, this is what I said or this is what I meant. Republicans, by the way, came out of the secure hearing room saying, you know, we were victorious. They didn't discuss the details. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, the top Republican on the Oversight Committee, said Morrison's testimony was really positive. He said he went along with what Mark Meadows, a Republican from North Carolina, said. I think it was a great day for America, a great day for the president, and if any witness would suggest that the impeachment resolution was passed earlier today should come to a screeching halt, it is this witness. So there you go. Morrison is saying nothing happened that was illegal in the call. And this is that July 25th phone call. But don't worry, if you are already bored with what I have just laid out for you, there's going to be plenty of this going on television for hours and hours and hours and hours. So it goes back again to interpreting, well, wait a second, here's what I really said, but I'm not stepping on the person who talked about what I said, but I'm just clarifying a few things, and I want to reiterate that he didn't do anything illegal. How many times are we going to hear that or not hear that? All right, music means that we are stepping out for a sec, and then we'll come back with more, including the wildfires in California. Some good news, a little good news anyway, on the weather.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Been in contact with our meteorology team and have looked forward into the next 7 days, and we do not anticipate any public safety power shutoff events. Actually, we're going to receive some sunny weather with general light winds. There's some potential for some gusty winds across Kern County and the far south end of our service territory. So that is very, very good news.
That is very, very good news if you think about what's happening in Northern California and what's happening in Southern California, the weather in general, getting some, you know, getting a break in the getting some rain and precipitation should help. But it certainly does not mean that the fear is over. It's been nightmarish, to say the least. And the fact that you still have 17 million Californians that are in the middle of this severe fire risk, and then you have problems with evacuations and the same things that we've been talking about a lot. And you have this new wildfire that is threatening the homes north of Los Angeles. And, you know, I used to live in California, and I've said this before, but if you've just heard me for the first time, I don't want to sound like a broken record, and you all know this, when you move around, you, whatever community you're in, it has its challenges. Perhaps when it comes to the weather, we see that some of us deal with flooding, lightning, tornadoes, hurricanes, mudslides, you get it, right? And in the case of California, there's nothing worse than these wildfires and nothing more infuriating for the people who live there, because they don't understand why brush isn't cleared, because, of course, it costs a gazillion dollars. Why power lines aren't buried, because, of course, it costs a gazillion dollars. And why, in general, it's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whether you escape the danger of the fire or not. For goodness sake, even a presidential library was threatened from this easy fire. I love the name of that. It's the easy fire that's almost of igniting the Reagan Library. But it didn't, because luckily goats, see, they're smart. They paid for the goats to be out there eating vegetation to clear it, and that helped them. And then firefighters smothering it, which was a really, really, really good thing. So while in D.C., the House voted for the whole impeachment thing, and then we moved forward with that, and the focus was so on impeachment. In the West Coast, they weren't considering impeachment. The conversation was, oh my gosh, is my house going to make it? Am I going to make it? Where are my kids? Where are my friends? Where's the fire? Did another fire jump over the other side of the road? Can we get through? What do we need to do? Period. That's what it becomes. It's a fight for your life, for your home, for your family. And one side sometimes of the road makes it, and the other side doesn't because of the unpredictability of the wind. So any kind of rain, anything they get that staves off the problem of the brush igniting is a very, very good thing. In fact, some people in Northern California were able to return home days after they were evacuated and in Sonoma, and were happy to find that they still had a house standing in the end. And, you know, some others were worried they were going to go back and not have anything there. Because at first, it is about human life. At first blush, the thing that matters the most is there's no question. Do you want to live? Of course. But then it's, did my house make it or not? And are we talking about having to start from scratch? And there are people that are certainly in that situation. There are a couple that are. All right, from the wildfires and hoping that that weather continues to help the people on the West Coast. Wow, how does this happen? How does somebody shoot a 7-year-old trick-or-treater? A 7-year-old girl out trick-or-treating in a bumblebee outfit was critically injured on Thursday night in Chicago's West Side. I mean, really? That's horrific. Because people are trying to have normal lives and they're in a war zone, so you can't go out and trick-or-treat for fear that you might get shot accidental or whatever. Ugh. While others in other places were out doing the trick-or-treating thing. And I feel for that family. That is really, really tough. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Oh, Grim. Sorry, I didn't get you the first segment there.
You didn't give me the first segment. I bet you wanted to talk about impeachment.
Anyhow,
what do you think?
Well, Kate, pretty much everything, even from the first segment into this segment, I'm going to utilize your left of left and right of right. Well, sometimes there's what you call common sense, and there's in between. You know, I mean, this is the problem.
I like that common sense.
We got radical left, and we got it is common sense, Kate. Common sense. They should have kept the brush cut. Common sense.
They should have. I mean, look at the Reagan Library. That's why they have goats. Yeah.
Well, first off, the Reagan Library, if you want to go further in depth and tell the truth about it, that's federal property. They can bush hog it. California can just keep their mouth shut. Okay? Because a lot of
that's
cut.
I like that they can bush hog it, yeah.
If you look at it, a lot, it was bush hog. There was about 200 yards there of a fire path to keep it from coming up with no trees, no nothing, because they know. They know.
Yeah. Yeah, they know.
Look at
on that hill, yeah.
You have to look at the fire plan that was laid out years ago because it involved machinery such as tractors and bush hogs. Oh, my God, you bush hog the geckos. And that's what started it. It's the same way. here in Mississippi, the company I work for built a $70 million plant to build the transformers for hydro dams, and they were going to dam up some of the rivers so they could supply more electricity for California, but they found some lizard or something on the hillside, and guess what? We can't flood and kill all these little critters.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, this is the way of swinging radical left and right. Not watching your P's and Q's. Not investigate. It's getting. I'll tell you something. It's like my dad used to say.
It's getting bad.
One day, they're going to show you how to wipe your own butt. And you're going to have to pay for it. That day's coming. It's ridiculous. That's not common sense.
Right. I get it. I get what you're saying. You're right. Where some of what happens just makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
It's the same thing with the impeachment. That's all I got to say. It's the same thing. And the Democrats are the haters. I have never seen so much hate from the media on down the line for one man.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because he's not a politician. I said that from the very beginning. He's a businessman. He's a businessman. I wanted Ross Perot.
I like Ross Perot, too.
Did he or did he not predict the predicament we're in?
He did. He did. People laughed at him. And yet, if you go back and if you watch what he said, you are 100% right, Grim. We're up against it, but you're right. He predicted so much of what has happened. But if you remember, people made fun of him because of his ears and, Ross Perot. But what he predicted, so much of it happened. And there was a guy who was on the money as far as that was concerned, you know, absolutely. I mean, there's no question that Trump being the president kicks open the door for anyone to run, and I'd say I'm not a career politician anymore. But how many people out there would want to do that? We see what 2020 looks like for the Democrats, and it is really down that traditional political route. And what is impeachment going to look like on the big screen? Because we're going to see it, trust me. Hang with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president defends himself on Twitter, calling the impeachment inquiry vote the greatest witch hunt in American history. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise bringing a poster to the House floor, on it a picture of Russia, and it says in bold letters, 37 days of Soviet-style impeachment proceedings.
Speaker Pelosi's resolution confirms that it's an impeachment inquiry, yet every other impeachment inquiry we've had in the history of our country all three have allowed both sides to call witnesses, have allowed the White House to participate. That's not happening right now.
And Scalise goes on to talk about Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our next author here on Author's House. His name is Robert Ribb, and he has written a book called Presidential Disease. And he's from New Jersey. And everybody knows I love everybody from New Jersey because I'm from New Jersey. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Very good.
Let's talk about why you decided to write the book.
I was kind of like a brush off of my job. Used to be a firefighter in the city of Patterson, and I was a battalion chief, and I knew a lot of stuff that went on pre-9/11, and I wanted to get that out. And it's a lot of things people don't realize that goes on that never breaks, and life goes on, and I just happen to know about a few things that went on, and I decided to put it into the book.
Yeah, and the book is a novel, so we should tell everyone that. And a lot of this is because, like you said, things that you know, how could you kind of talk about it? And you and I talked off the air, and you said if people knew what you knew or some of the things that happened before 9/11, they would be shocked. And maybe there's something to ignorance, I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And so I love the idea of you really pulling us into the book. Was it easy to write the book?
I wrote three other books called The Third Beginning. And The Third Beginning, according to Karen and Robert, and The Third Beginning Grand Finale. And each book took me about 7 months. And this book took me less than 4 months. And I just worked on it in the afternoon. I just happened to fly right through it because it was something that, as a firefighter, I put a lot of true things into it. And I really enjoyed writing that book.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, as you said, taking you 4 months. Tell us a little bit about the plot.
Well, the plot starts out, he's a retired fire chief from the city of Patterson, and he decides to take a job that he doesn't really want because it's being a police officer also. He's the public safety director for the United States in Washington. And he has to deal with Secret Service. He has to deal with the FBI and the Washington Police and the Capitol Police. And his second day on the job, the president and the first family is murdered. But he doesn't really want to come out and say he's murdered because he's dealt with newspaper reporters, and they always screw up the story, or they always try and get too much or read into it. So he just says they don't know why the president is dead. Right now they're calling it presidential disease. And by him doing that, it infuriates the killer. And instead of the killer going through with his plot, he decides to take revenge out on the public safety director. And he becomes the hunted. Instead of trying to hunt this killer down, he's now being hunted by the killer, and the killer wants him dead. And during this whole thing, he's got to watch out getting into scandals with in Washington because he falls in love with three women. And it's kind of hard to not get into trouble in Washington, but yet he stays out of it.
So when you were writing the book, and you, and obviously this fire chief in Paterson, New Jersey, and what you know about being a fire chief, and then what you know about politics in Washington, when you put the novel together, was it easy to wrap the story around? I mean, what was the hardest part? Because you did it pretty quickly, which is great, so it was rattling around in your head. What was the hardest part about unraveling the plot?
It just flowed so quickly. I would go to the beach during the day, and I would think about what I'm going to write, and then I'd come off the beach, shower, eat, and within 2 hours, I had written quite a bit. So nothing really was hard to write in this book because it just kept unraveling as I was sitting on the beach thinking, and that's got to be the best place to write a book, trust me.
I love that because we should tell everybody the secret is you were in St. Martin, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, what a beautiful place to be and how inspiring. Do you think it's because it's relaxing and you can just kind of relax, enjoy, and let it flow out?
I would say that it was the key for writing that book. It was just I could just unwind all morning and just enjoy myself and then just go back. And I just wrote so quickly, it wasn't funny. I just couldn't believe how fast things were coming together.
Yeah. We're speaking with Robert Rib, and he's the author of Presidential Disease, and here on Author's House or Corner, whichever you want to call it, because I think it's like a house now. And you write this book, and now I'm wondering, more adventures probably in store, right? You're not done writing.
I have another book that I'm writing in St. Martin when I get back there in December. But that takes place, it follows the director from Washington to St. Martin, and he finds the killer over there, and he's got to solve the problem.
Wow.
And it's almost the same type plot, but instead of Washington politics, it's the Americans, the way they treat other people outside the country. They treat them like, I don't know, like they're not really equal. And I see that a lot in the beach bars and on the beach and everything. And they think that these people aren't the islanders. They're not equal standards. And there's a lot of resentment in it. So I put that into my new book. And it takes a different twist in everything. And I try and show that the people that will read the book, that you got to treat these people, the islanders, nice. And they are human, and they are nice people, and they are good people. And, like, I see the Americans on the beach, and they just, like, look down at these people, and it's not really right.
I so agree with you. What do your friends say about your books, about you writing these books?
Well, a couple of them couldn't believe that I actually put the things that happened pre-9/11 into the book.
Ooh.
And they were really shocked, and they aren't you going to get into trouble? I said, no, it's happened a long time ago, and it won't make any bearing on our future, so that's what I did with it.
I love that. So that's giving us a big hint there. We don't want to give everything away, but tell us something shocking that you put in the novel that people would be surprised about, that your friend said, ooh, weren't you going to get in trouble for that?
Well, back, I believe it was the end of August, very beginning of September, there were three hijacked gasoline tankers.
Yep.
And these tankers were, nobody knows that they were hijacked. Two of them were hijacked in Patterson. One was hijacked in Newark, Jersey City area. And they've never been found. And they knew about the hijacking. They knew it was going to take place. But they couldn't stop it. And they had undercover police officers watching this and everything, and they managed to slip by. And then they didn't know what they were going to do with the gasoline tankers, but they had an idea. And then 9/11 hit, and they panicked, so they hid the gasoline tankers. Well, still to this day, they've never found them.
Wow.
It's pretty hard to hide a gasoline tanker, no less three.
Right. And so you wonder, where did those tankers go? And there's a real-life mystery wrapped into your novel that does kind of raise the hair on your arm, so to speak. And that's the idea of your book, too, because you're able to put that together with the plot. And again, the book is called Presidential Disease, and we're speaking with Robert Ribb. What do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Well, they should realize that stuff goes on in life. And people just don't realize this is going on, and they'll walk past the situation and not even like look down and see what it is or care about it. And it could have been disastrous. And if they just stop and realize and look, well, hey, that might be dangerous. Maybe I better call somebody. And in the case of the gasoline tankers, there's probably a lot of people know where they are, but they don't know how dangerous they were.
Yeah, boy, and that's so scary to think about that. It's interesting because here you are, this, and really, I'm going to say, a prolific writer, and you were a fire chief in Patterson, New Jersey. Two very different things. Is it much more relaxing being a writer?
No, actually, it was more relaxing being a fire chief. Because I enjoyed it. It was a way to unwind, and I helped people. I really enjoyed helping people. And the difference between a cop and a fireman, when a fireman comes to a scene, somebody needs their help. When a police officer gets to the scene, somebody's in trouble and going to jail, chances are.
Oh.
And that's what the director in the Presidential Disease has to take on a new role of, instead of always helping people, now he's got to carry a gun, and now he's taking the opposite end, which all his life he didn't want to be a police officer or hurt anybody. And now he has to, and who knows, he might even have to use the gun.
Yeah.
So without getting into any detail on it.
Right, because we don't want to give it away, but that's a good hint. And I love what you said, the difference between a fireman and the difference between a police officer. I so agree on that. It was such a delight to have you on this show. And again, pick up his book, Presidential Disease. You can get it on Amazon. Robert Ribb. We can't wait to see what else the future holds for you. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I thank you. It was a pleasure.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate?
That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Right now, as part of our author's corner, Beverly Korbanek is with us, and she's written a book called, check this out, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. This book will pull you in. Imagine being scammed financially, emotionally, devastating how that is, romantically being scammed. There's so many ways this can happen, and she joins us now. Hey, Beverly, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Let's talk about your story. You are from Pittsburgh, and you worked at a lot of different places in Pittsburgh, and I think a lot of people know you, love you, etc. So like so many people, you get caught up in a couple of different things. Explain why you wrote the book and your backstory.
I wrote the book because I was scammed. And the more I delved into it, I found that a lot of other people are being scammed. But they were actually living with no light, no gas, actually no food. They gave all their money to the scammers. And that was from all walks of life, from psychiatrists to doctors to the extremely poor. And I got really mad because not only did it happen to me because I gave all my retirement funds to them, I decided to write the book to identify how they write, how they converse, and how they draw you in. And in order to and try to help people to understand that instead of spending money on a scammer that you've never met with their sad stories, spend it on yourself. You know, enjoy life to the fullest. And that's the essence of how I wrote the book. I'm not a writer. I don't profess to be one. I wrote the book kind of for everybody to understand from all walks of life.
And so through your own story, explain what happened to you and how you were scammed.
Well, people do say hi to me all the time, and they also, you know, I have people stop in the car and say, you know, just stop the car and say hi to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's not unusual that that happened on Facebook. And I wasn't looking for any love interest at all. But the guy kind of caught my attention, and the words he said were very interesting to me. And I got caught up in his story. And then it's just not one person on a one-to-one basis, like everybody thinks you're being scammed and there's only one person. I talked to his son. I talked to his friends. I talked to his lawyer. I talked to everybody that knew him. So I thought this guy was legit. And then all of a sudden, he said his son needed some drugs, and he was on a ship, and he couldn't get off the ship. He was on an assignment. And I looked up the drugs on the Internet, and sure enough, those are the drugs for the illness. Scammers aren't dumb. So, and then I got too caught up in the whole thing, and he ended up in another country, and et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
And that's all written in the book. It got to be really intriguing, but it was so bizarre. It was either true or a complete lie. And I was afraid that if it was true, I didn't want money to stand in the way of helping somebody, and it was supposed to be a loan. He was supposed to pay me back. I actually wrote a contract with his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You ever write a contract with somebody who doesn't exist? It doesn't really hold up.
No.
So we had, and I even contacted IC3 and, you know, asked them to help because I wasn't sure if it was real or fake. And IC3 is the Internet Crime Complaint Center for the United States. If you are scammed, you know.
Yeah.
I got a complaint number. Nobody to date, after all these years, ever replied to me.
Wow.
And they're supposed to reply if you lost, supposedly, talking to the scamming groups, if you lost more than $150,000. And I lost more than
$150,000.
In fact, talking to people, they have lost over $500,000.
Wow.
On their scammers. And there are some people that I've been talking to in Pittsburgh. They have been scammed, but they're afraid to admit it. And that's the sad part, is that it's not the person who's being scammed that really the book is for. It's for their people who know them to stop them and have them read the book and to understand. Because a person being scammed, you can't get through to them. They're caught up in his story or her story. It happens to males and females alike.
Yeah.
And they get so caught up that they don't really understand what's going on.
Right.
In fact, I found the most scammed man ever. I love to hear his story, though. He lives in Germany. He's the most scammed face. These faces that they show you aren't their faces. They're innocent men. And I like people to understand that what you're looking at isn't the person who's scamming you. And the pictures in the book, all these guys are innocent men. I was scammed twice. And the second one was the most scammed man ever. They use his face to attract women. Because he's actually really good looking.
Right, so people don't know. So people don't know they see that and that's a front.
Yes, correct. And they're called avatars.
Wow.
And the people, there are people who help, knowing that people are being scammed, there are people who help the scammers. And they're called mules. It got so, it is so intricate that it was bizarre. So I had to write the book to have people understand, because they said they see them on the Internet. Well, I found out you can make Internet fake, too. They make these faces, and they're not really, what you're looking at isn't the person you're talking to.
Right. Wow.
So,
wow.
It is a big, and you don't know who the money is going to. Are they going to their families and their poor? Or is it they're going to fund an illegal act? And all of a sudden, I got really upset about that. And I wrote the book to identify and help people stop doing what they're doing and try to break the cycle.
I love that.
I will be scammed even more after the book goes out.
I like that, to try to stop that. So I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. It's called Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. Beverly Korbanek is the author, and of course you can get it on Amazon. And I know that you're writing it to stop this, to stop the scammers, but I think there are people that could read this and maybe you could get through. I know it's tough and people get sucked into it, but what do you say are some of the characteristics to look for? Obviously, one of them is just because you see a pretty face on the internet, don't think it's necessarily that person, right?
No, it's not that person at all. They're using somebody else's face.
Right.
In fact, there are websites that you can identify the face, and I wrote that in the book, too.
Good.
There are anti-scam groups that you can join to help you identify the people. And I suggest if you think you're being scammed, talk to the anti-scam groups, and they will tell you exactly what to look for. It's the writings. The writings are very poor, but they always come from another country. Now, you have to understand, too, some of these people from another country aren't going to write perfectly. So you have to bear that in mind as well. So just in case, you know, because I noticed that the words and the, they use the word cause, but they don't know how to spell cause, so C-O-S.
Ah.
Yeah, so certain words they use because they don't understand the English very well.
Right.
Also, immediately after they talk to you, within a month, a tragic accident will happen to them. Also, if you say you will join them or you want to go visit them, they'll always find an excuse that you cannot. If they're too far away, it's going to cost too much money. Even though you're spending money to help them, you can't buy an airplane ticket to go there.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah, and they'll show you pictures. And some of the pictures in the book, I thought about this one guy that was laying out in a stretcher is an actor because I saw his face recently on TV.
Wow.
So they sent me a picture from a TV show.
Wow.
So,
yeah, so
you
scary.
Think that these are all true, but they're not. And the things is the writings that disappear, you know, you can't visit them. They can't go to you for whatever reason, known to mankind. And they're very elusive. But the reasonings is always very plausible. So if you don't touch them, feel them, if you can't kiss them, they aren't real.
Wow.
So a person who really loves you will travel distances for you.
Yes. Yes. So we want people to get the book, and again, I'm going to tell them, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed, Beverly Korbanek. I think it's great that you've done this, and let's get some of these scammers out of there. Thanks for joining us on the show, and thanks, everybody, for listening to this version of the show, too, as well. Thanks, Beverly.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.